This is really a tongue-in-cheek award in a way, because it's named after Rosemary Woods, the infamous secretary to President Nixon, who took the rap for erasing 18 and a half minutes of a key Watergate tape. And she showed reporters how she did it by having her foot on the pedal and leaning back to pick up the phone and the like. But the real point is that we're trying to use the Rosemary Award to highlight some of the lowlights of open government. President Obama came in on his very first day and announced a presumption for openness and sent an open government directive around to agencies saying, put more of your valuable data sets online and be more responsive to the public, and we want to be more open and the most transparent, accountable administration in history. And there's really been progress, but there's been real fits and starts. We've been testing using Freedom of Information requests how the government's doing, and you know, at the end of the first year of Obama's administration, only about 13 out of 90 agencies could show real change to what their Freedom of Information process was like. By the end of the second year, it got up to about 49. But as one expert commentator said, at this rate, it'll be the end of his 4 years before they actually do what he asked them to do on the first day. So Rosemary went to the Justice Department this year because justice should have been the change agent for this open government agenda. And instead, Justice's own performance has been really pretty terrible.
We spoke with the Justice Department, actually. They're touting success. So have they made any progress in your view?
Yes, they've made some progress, but they are not the change agent for open government. In our award, we cite mixed overall records. So there's some positive things, which we definitely praise. There's some overall releases under Freedom of Information requests are up at the Justice Department. They're doing these roundtable meetings with Freedom of Information requesters to get real feedback and dialogue going. They created this FOIA.gov dashboard to collate and report statistics on how different other agencies are doing. But at the same time, justice itself cannot point to a single legal case in which they told a government agency, we're not going to defend you. There's a new legal standard here, and it's presumption of openness, and you're not presuming openness here. And justice itself has started using its own the fifth exemption to the Freedom of Information Act, which is totally discretionary, is actually on the upswing. The first 2 years of Obama, it was going down, it was declining, but over the last year, it's gone back up. So we conclude that kind of mixed record is not what the president was calling for, and Justice Department, particularly because it's the lawyer for all the other agencies, needs to actually be better than the other agencies, not a laggard.
How do they be better, and how do they become a leader?
Well, one way that we point out really clearly in the Rosemary Award citation is if there's been a single set of actions by the government that has just stomped on President Obama's open government message, it's been this series of six prosecutions of present or former government officials for talking to journalists. The Justice Department has been going after these, what we believe on the outside, to be whistleblowers. And in a couple of the cases, the famous one is Thomas Drake, the former National Security Agency employee, was prosecuted under felony charges using the Espionage Act for having spoken with journalists who were actually covering some mismanagement at the National Security Agency. This is a classic case where the public needed to know about that mismanagement. It was covered over, shrouded by classification. A whistleblower goes through, complains in channels, doesn't get anywhere, complains to a journalist, journalist exposes the problem, it gets fixed, and then the government prosecutes the whistleblower instead of giving him an award. And then the prosecution falls apart because of vast overreaching by the Justice Department. So we point out in the Rosemary citation that this entire dynamic of going after whistleblowers and this really abusive dynamic of using the espionage laws to criminalize conversations between officials and journalists is just wrong. It's a bad policy choice. It sends the opposite message from open government. It says that if you blow the whistle on bad behavior inside the government will come after you and prosecute you. And that's just wrong. And so for justice's zeal in pursuing whistleblowers with that kind of prosecution, that's one of the four counts of the indictment that we provide in the Rosemary Award citation.
You also mentioned persisted recycled legal arguments for greater secrecy throughout justice litigation posture. What does that mean?
There was this extraordinary moment last year right in front of the Supreme Court where almost 2 years to the day from Obama's inauguration, where he announced the open government initiatives that he wants to, really wants to promote. 2 years to the day, there's the representative of the Solicitor General standing in front of the Supreme Court justices, and the justices are saying to him, but wait a second, you're arguing here that the exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act should be broad, should be interpreted as widely as possible, when every one of our own decisions, Supreme Court decisions, have said they have to be narrow. What's up with that? And the representative of the Solicitor General said, we do not embrace that principle. 2 years into Obama's open government declaration, you've got the career lawyers at Justice taking the same old positions as they took under George W. Bush or other presidents before Obama. There, you got to see the problem is inertia, this recycling of old legal arguments, this refusal to recognize that change is going to come and they need to embrace it. The Solicitor General's representative should have said to the justices, and this is Justice Scalia, who's just incredulously saying, wait a second, guy. He should have said, you're right, Mr. Justice. You know, those exemptions need to be narrow. There has to be a presumption of openness here. But then that would mean the government changing its position in a legal case. And one of our counts against Justice Department is, despite the proclamations from on high, the career lawyers just have not changed their core positions, fighting back against public requests for information, fighting back to protect agency secrecy.
Let's talk about some of the agencies you think are doing well or better in all of this.
Well, look at the Environmental Protection Agency, for example, which has not only been one of the technological innovators putting data sets online so that you can now, if you're about to go buy a house in a given neighborhood, you can look it up in a pollution database and see what all might have been in the air or in the ground or in the water around that particular location. They're using some technology the EPA developed to help host the regulations.gov website, which is an idea to put all the government's regulations online and set up a comment process so the public can weigh in on those. The Environmental Protection Agency is trying to use that technology to create a single portal for all freedom of information requests so that instead of figuring out the individual address of an individual component of an individual agency to file your FOIA request, you can go to a single place on the web. It's very rational. eBay does it. Amazon does it. The government should do it. Environmental Protection Agency was trying to do it, but we're hearing that Justice Department is telling agencies don't cooperate. Well, that's just crazy. Or another great example, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, for years and years and years, had been collecting, you know, complaints from the public about specific products, say baby cribs. But because of pushback by industry, the manufacturers of the cribs, and a reluctance by the career folks inside the Justice Department, the commission had never been able to publish online its database of complaints. Think about when you go online and you're booking a hotel on your vacation trip. You can look up all the reviews of that hotel that exists and see whether or not any of them ring a bell for you and whether you really want to go there. Well, this database, because of decisions by the Obama administration and by the commission, now is online since March of last year. So there is some real progress out there that makes a real difference, but the reason for the Rosemary Award is that the Justice Department really has not been a leader of that change, and it should be.